This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Big night tonight. Dr. MJ Kronfeld will be joining us. We will also talk in the ladies' lounge tonight with Ashley Papa. I'm looking forward to having these two ladies back. But I am ticked off. I'm hacked. We have got some really important discussions to have, America. And if you're not going to be serious about this, just leave the country now, okay? I could not believe, first of all, last week, my town hall column, it came out at midnight on Sunday morning, Saturday evening. And it was the number one trending article for townhall.com every day this week, even today. And I've never had a column there stay trending for more than like a half day at any one given time. It's like 300,000 shares on Facebook. But the 7 simple steps to eliminate school shootings overnight was the number one article all week long. It's closing in on 1 million page views. Now, something about what I wrote there actually matters to people. And I think that this is what the simple equation is. We're tired of all the nonsense that happened after the shooting took place in Florida last week. And we're tired of all the nonsense. George Clooney, Oprah Winfrey, these people want to pony up $500,000 to round up students that really should be going to see counselors and visiting with their pastors and talking with their parents about what they're going through. And instead, what these actors and actresses and celebrities and politicians and everybody else did is they shoved them on buses and they got them in front of microphones and they said, get angry and chant and demand and do all this stuff and get really mad about inanimate objects that can't do anything by themselves. It's not gonna change the situation. And I keep pointing people to this reality that the shooter at Sandy Hook, Connecticut, the Sandy Hook shooting, the big shooting prior to this last one, the guy didn't buy his guns. He broke into a house, he stole the guns, he killed the gun owner, and then he went to the school and shot everybody up. If you're dedicated to committing a crime and you're willing to, like, basically put your life on the line to do it, then there's not a lot that society can do to dissuade you from that. But here's the thing. My 7 simple steps, the number one article at townhall.com this last week, will save lives beginning tomorrow if we put them in place. Make the schools a hardened target. That's basically that's my prescription in the article. And by the end of the week, the president was saying it from his speeches. So, anyway, we've got a lot to get to tonight. Now, the reason that it's even more important is because we were told all week about the people like me are nut jobs if we say that we shouldn't be banning this weapon or that weapon or all the other stuff that we're supposed to ban and be, mad at. Inanimate objects like this microphone, it can't do anything except what I use it for. Guns are the same way. Forks are the same way. I could reach over and kill Ivan by stabbing him in the temple with my dinner fork. Except that I really like Ivan. I don't want him to go anywhere.
Thanks, Jeff.
Please take great comfort from that. But anything can become a weapon. It's what happens when it's in the hands of the person that's using it. So I think that conversation's stupid from the get-go. What we need to do, while we have that discussion about what we're going to ban and how that's going to change, because that's going to be a legislative process, it's going to go through Congress, people are going to argue about it, you're going to have people lobbying on both sides of it. You can make the schools safe tomorrow. Make them hard targets. Give them limited entries. Put metal detectors in every school. The schools in New York are trying to get that across. Do regular active shooter drills. One of the things that we learned at the Trump listening session in the White House, one of the students from Stoneman Douglas said, you know, we're required by law to have an active shooter drill every month, and we haven't had one for the entire school year this year. I guess it's a little late now. But these are all easy to do. They don't cost a lot of money. Arm people that are willing to be armed and willing to be certified in that army. If it's a teacher, if it's a coach, if it's an administrator, if it's a janitor, I don't care. If they pass the background check and pass the certification and they're willing to be a line of defense for your kids' lives, wouldn't you argue that that's a good thing to do? Now, I've been told all week I'm nuts for saying that these things will stop. And then we start finding out the truth about what happened that day. There was a resource police officer assigned to that campus carrying a weapon. When the shooting began to go down, he went to the west side of the building and hid. Didn't go in, didn't go to the shooter, didn't try to take on the confrontation in any way. Just hid out. He's had to resign. I think he gets his pension, because he technically retired. Makes me want to puke. I can't believe that the taxpayers in Florida are going to pay that guy for the rest of his life. Then we learned just yesterday, or early this morning, I don't even know when the story broke, but we found out that, you know, Pastor Sheriff Israel, he's been running around. He was on the CNN town hall. He just ripped Dana Loesch and Marco Rubio for being, you know, part associated with the NRA in any way, shape, fashion, or form. He just ripped them up to one side and down the other. Do you know what happened? And we knew that this had happened when he was at that CNN town hall that was staged, with staged questions. We know that at that moment when he was ripping into those people, that four of his deputies had also arrived at the scene before the local police had, and they waited outside the school until the school shooting stopped. They waited more than 4 minutes after arrival to go into the building. The shooting took about 3.5 minutes total length of shooting time. So you had cops. This is the gun controller's biggest wet dream right here. You have a shooter going, and you got the cops, and the cops come, and they're supposed to take care of everything. Well, what happened when you left it to government to defend the children of Broward County? 17 of them died. The coach that died was certified for guns, from what I understand. He would have liked to have had a gun that he could have had access to. Maybe he could have taken the shooter down. So here's my question tonight, because, you know, now the NRA, they spoke at CPAC this week, and Wayne LaPierre is fighting back. They don't normally do that after school shootings, but he just feels like the Second Amendment is so under attack here. So here's my question. Here's my question. Knowing how those five law enforcement officers acted, and by the way, I'm as pro-police as they come. One of my favorite guests on my show is former NYPD Commissioner Bernie Carrick. I had police all in my family. I know people that serve now. I have nothing but deepest respect for law enforcement because I know they put their life on the line every time they step out the door. Every morning, they don't know if they're coming home to see their kids that night. I understand that. So it really turns my stomach and every law enforcement person I spoke with this week to learn of these five people acting the way they did. And you know what? The fact that the sheriff knew about it and acted as though they did everything right, never said anything about what his department did wrong, he's complicit on this. So here's what I want you to do. By the way, where's that meme? You got that meme up? This is a great meme I found. Sheriff Israel at the rally, and he says in the meme, something along the lines of, in Broward County, we sort of just wait for the shooter to stop all on his own. Well, that's not acceptable, friends. So here's what I want you to do. I've taken that same picture. I've got another reinforcement. I want you to call this number. This is the Broward County Sheriff's Office. And I want you to hit extension 5. 954-765-4321. And I want you to kindly, in greatest respect and kindness, I want you to ask them to resign. Ask Sheriff Israel to resign and ask the four deputies that did not go into the building to resign. These people have no business protecting, quote unquote, our citizens anymore. They gave up that right. Here's the phone number for those of you listening by way of radio. 954-765-4321. Hit extension 5 when you get the recording. Hit extension 5. 954-765-4321. I want you to call Broward County and I want you to ask Sheriff Israel, Scott Israel, to resign. And I want all of the deputies that were assigned to that shooting to resign as well. Everyone that waited outside while those kids were being slaughtered inside, you could hear the gunshots going off, and these guys are hiding. That phone number one more time. Put it back up on the screen for me, Nick. It's 954-765-4321. 954-765-4321. Extension 5. You'll get an operator. You can leave a message there. They'll record the call, too. Extension 5, they'll say this line will be recorded. 954-765-4321. Resign, Sheriff Israel. It's the right thing to do. You forfeited your right to be a protector of our citizens. Now, here's what I'd like to know. Would you rather have five NRA members that are concealed carry licensed and certified show up at a school shooting? You think they would have stood outside and waited for all hell to do its worst? Or do you think they would have run towards the action and taken down the guy? I have to wonder how many of those kids would still be alive if not for the cowardice of those who were charged with our protection. I'm Kevin McCullough. We're coming back from New York. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
All the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
So glad you're with us live from New York. We've got a lot to get to. I didn't even get to the big board because I was so fired up with my opening monologue. So, Nick, let's do that real quick. Tonight on the big broadcast, here we've got so much to cover tonight. In hour number two, it's relationship night. It's one of your favorite contributors to the Ladies Lounge. Ashley Papa will be with us. We've got some very interesting things to go over. I've got more details on the aftermath of last week's shooting and also some of the big controversy of the political news over the weekend. The Democratic memo, for instance, just got released from the Nunez Committee. So we'll cover some of that and get into some of those things. And then we're going to take your calls at 888-340-3373. Would you be more likely to trust five concealed carry NRA members showing up at the school shooting at Stoneman Douglas rather than the five pathetic jokers that showed up from the sheriff's office and the resource officer? Oh, and by the way, the resource officer, here's kind of the unreported part of this. Evidently, he lives in a tax-subsidized apartment on the campus. So, you know, it's a pretty good gig. I don't have to do too much, live on campus. I don't really want to get involved in any school shootings. So I'll just hang out here on the west side of the building until everybody else shows up. Yes, I'm ticked about it. The phone number that you can call Broward County and ask Sheriff Israel to resign. Nick, do you have that handy? It's 954-765-4321. 954-765-4321, extension 5. Okay. I'm very honored to have my next guest with us, partly because she is more pedigreed now than she was the last time she was with us. And we are very excited to find out just exactly how and why that all went down. But she's also here to talk to us about a very important campaign that begins in the next couple of days. And we're going to be tracking along with it as well right here at Radio Night Live. Dr. Melissa Jane MJ Kronfeld. The CEO of Passion for a Purpose and an activist, a social changer. She's one of those people that are out there making it happen. MJ, welcome back. It's good to have you to Radio Night Live.
It's good to be back, Kevin. How are you doing tonight? Very, very amped up tonight.
Well, hey, you know, when you talk about parents that have had to suffer, and I don't know how you feel about guns. I don't think you and I have ever talked about guns, but here's the thing. When I saw busloads and busloads of kids that even if they are anti-gun, whatever, the inclination by politicians to put them on buses and to ship them places and to make them get in front of people and start talking about things that they've barely even processed. I mean, I've lost relatives and lost to any kind of trauma or violence. And 6 months later, I still have a hard time, you know, thinking about it and talking about it and doing the, you know, just being going on with life. I don't know how parents, like if I'd been a parent, one of my kids was in those classes, there would be no way they'd be involved in on either side of the debate. It's just not the right time as far as I was concerned. But go ahead.
Well, you know, I was just thinking, for me, it's a very, very simple issue. It is never good when anybody dies, whether they are old or young. It's natural. It's not natural. But at the end of the day, the actions of one man are not going to define the 100 million other American gun owners in this country who did not kill somebody yesterday. And I am just damn tired of having to have this conversation every time. There are other paths forward. But it's, you know, for the left and for those people who are seriously anti-gun, it's the one path only. It's their way or the highway. But you know what? I stand by the Second Amendment as a true believer that it is there to prevent the tyranny of government. And, this conversation is making me feel a little mad. And that's why I've been buried under a rock launching my new initiative.
Right. Well, and let's talk about that. Because you know what's interesting about this initiative is that it has some direct correlation to what America's dealing with right now in the fact that Israel has had to face brutal merciless, no-holds-barred terroristic violence carried out against its citizens. And they decided a while ago, well, we're not going to let these kind of people get anywhere near our schools. That's why you have IDF at every school. They side-eye everybody that comes up. And if you're walking funny, you're something funny in your bag, they're going to go through it. And they're carrying M16s. They're not carrying AR-15s, little single-shot guns. They're carrying fully automatic M16s, and they're ready to take down any threat. And guess what, MJ? They don't have any violence in schools in Israel. I mean, it's just a miracle how that works.
Right. Well, the only violence that occurs is when Palestinian terrorists sneak into Israeli schools that house Arab, Muslim, Jewish, Christian, other types of children and prey on them. So that's the school of violence in Israel. And that's what we're talking about in the Fallen Faces Project. It's an opportunity to honor the Israeli victims of Palestinian terrorism. And people keep asking me, the Jewish victims? I say, no, the Israeli victims.
Right.
Because I think one of the most interesting things that I learned while working on creating the bios and choosing the pictures and telling the stories of the those that we are honoring during this month is how very diverse Israel's community is. You know, we're reaching 30 people that were killed by Palestinian terrorists. And among those, we have, you know, there are about six or seven that are Arab or Muslim. We have an Ethiopian woman. We have a child from Yemen, one from Iraq. People that had been born and raised all over Eastern Europe. Real Sabras, real natives. People that were born there. Americans with dual citizens. Americans that had given up their citizenship. But the one thing that really united all the stories as we went through them is that each and every single one of these people, no matter what their defining characteristics were deeply impassioned and in love with the state of Israel.
Right.
And you can refer to it as the Jewish state or you can refer to it as the state of Israel, but either way, they were deeply passionate about their homeland because they realized that the tolerance and the history and the love that can exist in a place like that. And so we wanted to tell the stories of these individuals, but also make sure that people know the names of the Palestinian terrorists that committed these crimes, because at the end of the day, you know, Ben Shapiro can make the decision to not use a name, and CNN can make the decision to use the name of the Parkland shooter. But I think when it comes to certainly terrorism, that it is important to identify these individuals for who they are, which are radical Islamist Palestinian terrorists that are destroying the fabric of Israeli society with their constant violent actions against all its people.
Yeah. Let's talk about this for just a second. Friends, if you're just joining us, we may be a little bit of the cart ahead of the horse for just a second, but what MJ is discussing now, we discussed a few weeks ago in kind of an introductory way, but MJ, the campaign is upon us, and we're going to be entering into a month-long project for people that want to participate. Explain how it works and kind of what you'd hope from people tonight that are listening or watching.
Sure, it's really simple, and we've created a video for you to learn, and there's also a really great description on our website, fallenfaces.com. But here's the lowdown. Your Facebook profile photo is the one that gets the most likes, it gets the most engagements. It's just how the Facebook algorithm works. You've probably all noticed yourself that when you change your Facebook profile photo, there's a lot of people that tend to write or like on it. So we came up with a very simple plan. Every single day from March 1 to March 30, you'll receive an email. It'll arrive in your mailbox at 6 a.m., and there'll be a link there. And the link is going to take you to our website, fallenfaces.com, and it's going to feature a profile and a picture of an Israeli victim of Palestinian terrorism. Now, the profile...
MJ, stand by. We're going to complete the instructions when we come back from this break. We've got to take this first break. But MJ Kronfeld, Dr. MJ Kronfeld, I haven't even had a chance to say congratulations to her yet. We'll find out a little bit about what that's about as well. But you can go fallenfaces.com right now. Fallenfaces.com, and you'll see a glimpse of some of the stories and some of the people that will be highlighted in the campaign to come. It's Kevin McCullough. It's a busy night. It's a very big news weekend, and we're on top of all of it at Radio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited. A name you can trust.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
All right, we're live from New York. Welcome. Very busy Saturday night.
Beautiful shot there of Times Square.
I don't know what was going on, but I'm looking at another camera angle in Times Square. They got people like in pins around the Easy Ticks booth. Like it's New Year's Eve or something. Like there's literally people in pins down there, but I don't know what they're. I mean, they're waving. I don't know. It's like the Lithuanian flag or something. I can't tell. Maybe it's Olympic related.
It's a big Chabad gathering tonight in Times Square. C-Teen, the Chabad Teen Network, is on Times Square tonight, celebrating our passion for the state of Israel, celebrating our.
No way! Did you plan that, MJ?
I'm Zionist. I'm serious.
Did you have them out there? Did you set all this up because you knew that our cameras would be there?
I did. I did. No, if you go to Chabad.org, you can, and that's C-H-A-B-A-D for my non-Jewish friends, but Chabad.org, right now you can watch it live stream, probably catch a glimpse of
Hey,
we're kind of losing you a little bit. This connection is not as good as it was a second ago. So, get back into the part of your apartment that had the better coverage.
In the face of danger.
There you go.
Very cool opportunity.
All right. MJ Kronfeld is back with us. Dr. MJ Kronfeld. And you were talking about how the Fallen Faces plan will work for the month of March. So just pick up where we left off. So if they go to fallenfaces.com, they can watch the video, which I was able to watch during the break, and they can sign up. You get the email update, and then you just change your Facebook icon photo each day in the month of March, and it'll highlight the story of one of the victims.
It's that simple. It's free to sign up. It's free to register. We're not going to use your email for anything else. All you're going to get every single morning at 6 a.m. is an email with a first-person bio and a picture of an Israeli victim of terrorism. There's going to be a button that you click, and it's going to automatically upload it. Now, listen, if you don't want to participate or you like your profile photo or maybe politics on Facebook is not for you, I urge you to register anyway and get those emails. What is the worst thing that can happen? For 30 days, you're going to get an email and you're going to learn about somebody who might look like you or might sound like you or whose past might mirror your own. Because if there's another thing that I learned while going through this is how many of these victims I could have been friends with, I could have imagined been one of my boyfriends. I could have imagined being my elderly neighbor that I played cards with, my grandmother, my mother, my father, my cousins, my uncles, my sisters, my brothers, my friends, my neighbors. I mean, it's really remarkable. So we try to make sure that in picking these bios that everyone can get a sense of the humanity of the victims. Because as you and I have spoken, you know, we pray for Parkland. We know who the victims of Parkland are. We've seen their faces. We know their names. We pray for Bali, Birmingham, Paris. You know, we cry when Vegas happened, but when do we pray for Israel? When do we cry for Israel? When are we Israel? And that's part of the campaign. That's part of our hashtag. We are Israel. It's about time we start recognizing the 3,000 victims of terrorism in that country.
Yeah. Well, I'm grateful to be a part of the project. And as a non-Israeli, non-Jewish person, I have a big, big heart for Israel. And this is something that I'm really excited to be a part of and grateful to just be able to be associated with it. MJ, thank you for letting me be part. Real quickly, since we spoke last time, you have added a doctor before your name.
Degree.
So talk to us about what it was and how do you feel now that it's done and give us the whole lowdown.
Oh, it's very kind of you. So I did. I spent the past 7 years, because you only get 8 years, so I knew they were about to kick me out. I spent the past 7 years at a doctoral program at Rutgers University, where I also completed my second master's under the tutelage of Dr. Simon Reich. And my committee consisted of Dr. Peter Van Ryzen, Dr. Yael Ferguson, and Dr. Peter Dombrowski over at the Naval War College, a really, really cool guy. And they have really overseen my research over the past 7 years. And I wrote my research, ironically enough, and we've spoken on the radio about this before, is the impact that words have on our capacity for our national security institutions to make appropriate decisions. So I've been working on this for 7 years, and I feel like Donald Trump's presidency is kind of like a social science experiment of my own making, because all of a sudden everyone got woke to my research, right? Everyone all of a sudden starts realizing that it matters what words you use and how you use them, the context of words. And really, my research measures the objective and subjective nature of words.
I think it's definitely going to require another couple of chapters as an addendum, MJ, when the Trump administration is done.
Yeah, I wrote one about Trump, and it was the only chapter that everyone on the committee there was some disagreement on, because my conclusions are that at the end of the day, at the end of these 4 years, and hopefully that's all that is, and I say that as a proud Republican, but at the end of these 4 years, Kevin, I do hope that we'll look back and say that his politics were really not that much different. He may have adopted more extreme views, but the more extreme views have always existed in American politics. Say what you will about climate climate change, his climate change politics are simply ignoring the 60%
of
Americans.
We're out of time, but
sorry.
Thank you. No, thank you for being here, and thanks for what you're doing. FallenFaces.com, everybody. Go check it out and sign
up. I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
See when you call.
All right, lots of Radio Night Live yet to come. Look at that live shot of New York. If you're watching on Biz TV, the Freedom Tower is completely gone. It's just like halfway there, and then it just disappears. It, evidently, low-hanging clouds. It's been kind of a rainy weekend, and, you know, it's one of those where it's kind of starting to warm up a little, but there's still a lot of moisture, and so it's just kind of foggy and, I don't know, classically New York for late February. Glad you're with us. 888-340-3373 is my phone number, 888-340-3373. I got so tired of the reality of what I've dealt with this week. I've had trolls like you wouldn't believe crawling up one side and down another, trying to shame me for saying that trying to ban a certain gun is not the solution to what happened at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School last week. And I have some pretty sound reason for why I don't think that just banning a gun solves the problem, because there's 300 million guns in circulation. So you ban the sale of a particular kind of gun, and we already ban a lot of guns. There's no automatic weapons that are legal for purchase in the United States. You cannot buy the Army. You leave the military, they won't let you keep your M16. That stays with the Army. So there's no automatic weapons that are allowed to be had, etc. In the broader culture. But everybody, including Congressman Ted Lieu and some others this week, you know, assault to weapons. Well, an AR-15 really isn't an assault weapon. It's a single shot. You have to pull the trigger each time to fire a bullet. That's why a bump stock regulation might be something that's worth talking about, and the president is doing that. But if you want to make our kids safe, and see, here's the problem. For the last number of years, you started out here, overall gun violence, and you've had an expansion of concealed carry and open carry in states, and gun violence started going down. Why? Because people don't want to perform crime if they're more likely to get shot at. In fact, Nick, do you have the ABC footage, the ABC News footage? There's no audio to it. But there was this, my friend Joe Walsh on Twitter today posted this. There's this footage of these convenience store ladies, and they're manning the convenience store by themselves, and a bad guy comes in. He's trying to rob the store, and they pull out their handguns, and he has a shotgun, and they shoot him. Now, if you had to wait, if you didn't let them have that firearm to defend themselves, and this just happened this week, and they had to wait for the officer and the squad car and everything else to shoot, guess who's dead? It ain't the gunman. It's the two ladies behind the counter, and they're wounded, and he's made off with their money and everything else. Instead, they put bullets in him and sent him to the ER. And guess what? He's going to stand trial for trying to do an armed robbery against the convenience store people. So here's my point. We've got a lot of good people across the country that are members of this thing called the NRA. And you've heard them be dragged through the mud this week. Oh, NRA this, NRA that. Oh, they own politicians. Oh, they're terrible. You know why they got, you know the first cause they took up as an organization? You'll never guess. Never guess in a million years. Ivan, what cause do you think was the first cause of the NRA? Kylie, you want to take a shot at it? Okay. Nobody's in it. Cam, you want to take a shot at it? The civil rights movement. The National Rifle Association, one of the very first causes they ever stood up for were African Americans who were being wrongfully treated by racist and discriminatory cities and governments in states that were trying to hold rallies. And they came to their aid and they said, nope, you're not going to do this. We have a lawful right to protect and defend ourselves. Now, they've been in existence a long, long time. But the people that have the concealed carry, in most states to get a concealed carry, in New York and New Jersey, it's almost impossible. But in other states where you get it, it's still very hard. And I was thinking, I wonder if you had had five people, instead of the cowering resource officer and the cowering five cowardly deputies of Boward Sheriff Israel, if you had had five instead of those guys that were like, oh, what should we do? I'm not sure. Maybe we stand here. Oh, I don't know. There's kids dying. Yeah, but I'm scared. Instead of having that go down, what if you had had five licensed concealed carry guys that were just random NRA members that had their certifications? Do you think the outcome might have been a little different? What if some licensed carrier had been in the school and had been able to, well, like the coach that died, Coach Aaron Feist. And I actually ran a poll on Twitter this week. I said, who should have had the gun? The resource officer who was outside hiding, or the coach who ran and put his body between himself, the gunman and the students. Who should have had the gun? He's certified. Do you think that he could have saved more lives? Do you think he would be alive today? See, Sheriff Israel and the four deputies and the resource officer and all the gun control mouthpieces from this last week. Oh, we got a ban. The gun is the problem. No! The gun is not the problem. The problem is the wickedness of the human heart of the killer who decides he's going to go kill other human beings. The gun can't do anything. So you're telling me, it's like the people at the CNN rally with Senator Rubio, they were raging with anger inside. Spit was flying out of their mouths as they're talking to him. And they're going, you saying, Senator Rubio, that it's not the gun? No, it's not the gun, dummy. The gun can't shoot itself. And if you take the guns away from everyone, and friends, that's what the goal is. The goal is not to control the guns. The goal is to confiscate the guns. If you take the guns away, what you will be left with is a population that will be waiting for four cowards at the Broward Sheriff's Office and a resource officer who's afraid he's going to lose his free apartment on campus at the Stoneman Douglas High School. When the average shooting on a mass scale only takes 3 to 6 minutes and the cops are 5 to 8 minutes away, you do the math. I want some people armed. I want people that know what they're doing to have a gun to shoot the guy who's got evil in his heart. Because if my baby's going to school there, he may be the last chance that they have to survive. 888-340-3373. What do you think? 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Kevin McCullough, it's Radio Night Live from New York. Also on Facebook Live tonight. Check it out on the Kevin McCullough page. More when we...
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Simple look at the Brooklyn Bridge there on the east side of New York City, Manhattan into Brooklyn. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us if you're just watching on Biz TV. You know, we're on Biz TV coast to coast. They rerun the entire broadcast, by the way, beginning at 11 p.m. Eastern. And we're on great radio stations from the Salem Media Network, from CRN Digital, from GCN Live, from Biz Talk Radio. Some ABC News Radio and Fox News Radio stations as well, and we're grateful for all of you that join us every Saturday. 888-340-3373 is my phone number, 888-340-3373. John is listening and calling from Atlanta, Georgia, watching Biz TV tonight. John, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough. What can I do for you?
Yeah, hi, Kevin. Let me preface what I'm about to comment on. With the fact that I'm an independent, I do own a revolver. And my problem with the NRA and every other multinational corporation out there is the amount of money that they dole out to our politicians and corrupt their integrity when it comes to voting. That's why we don't have any realistic gun bill that will hopefully prevent kids from being killed.
John, how does the now, gun bill help the kid from being killed?
Let me just finish it, please. My problem is the AR-15.
Okay, how does a bill change that?
A kid can go into a big box store, a 19-year-old disgruntled kid, as an example, and say, "I want some Oxycontin." The clerk says, "Do you have a prescription?" "No." The kid says, "Well, how about a six-pack of beer?" "How old are you?" "I'm only 19. "Well, you have to be 21, the clerk comes back. And then finally the kid says, "Well, give me an AR-15. And the clerk says, "Cash or credit?" Now
that's real cute, John, but listen, the 18-year-old is willing to die for your country, but you're not going to let him own a gun, a private ownership of guns? See, it's not like they're just giving them out like candy, huh?
Pardon me?
If a kid is old enough to serve in the Army at 18, shouldn't he be, and can vote at 18, shouldn't he be allowed to privately exercise his Second Amendment right too?
Well, I mean, if you're assuming that the kid is adult enough mentally.
Well, you have to do that with all, it doesn't matter what the age is, you have to pass certain thresholds. You can't just buy a gun. They still run a background check. There's all kinds of things that you still have to jump through. But why should you discriminate against a kid, a perfectly healthy kid?
Well, I'm not concerned about the kid per se. I'm concerned about what I would call these submachine type, machine gun type rifles, like the AR-15.
Yeah, but an AR-15. Thanks, John. Appreciate the call. The AR-15 is not a machine gun. It's not automatic. It is a single fire, single shot gun. And everybody that keeps saying it's a weapon of war and it's a machine gun and it's something that looks like it, you're just not being honest. Kevin McCullough, hour two. Straight.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. We'll be right back.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Of major or